Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Go, 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 shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you feel like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up, I see exhibit in the...
Hey, hey, hey! Roll the G's up!
What's going on, my brother? From a different mother, girl. Of course.
Girl, girl, hey, listen. I am so happy to announce that DMV Carol is complete with his birthday season for now, with the last birthday that I am responsible for being yesterday, with my son, Emmanuel, you know. And it's so funny to me, Tree, how every year I'm like, wow, this is the same day they celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And look, yeah, exactly. And your son as well. Give me his name, Tree. Give me his name. You know me.
Darius.
So, Charles Turner, hosting and co-hosting with the most. We got something in common. We got kids.
that
birthday who share it with the great, late great Dr. Martin Luther King. Wow, you know. And I was listening yesterday to the radio, and they were, you know, doing their tributes and everything. And they, of course, they played Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come. They played Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday, and, you know, songs like that. And it was just a... Walk with me real quick, please. I don't want to bring folks down and everything, but it's just amazing to me that things Dr. Martin Luther King died for, we're still fighting for. It's still relevant to this day.
Yeah.
Voting rights. Police brutality, system care in neighborhoods, schooling, government participation. This, everything it seemed to me this man fought for, we're still fighting for it. And that America, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. And trust, when I say America, I'm speaking to Caucasian and black alike. Everyone. Because we all have fallen short to this man's legacy. We all have fallen short to exactly what he wanted, see, saw, and dreamed for his own people. So I'm getting off my soapbox, but I just had to say that. Happy birthday, Dave, my man. How old did he turn? Do you mind if you tell us?
No, he's 29.
Okay, 29. And Emmanuel turned, you know what, 16. That's
go ahead and get me that.
Man, who you telling? Look, I hear Reese in there yelling, oh.
I was about to say,
shut up, Reese.
She is listening,
you know,
honey, with both
you
ears.
Know. And look, and nobody but my other son, he listens from time to time as well. So, he, either way, I'd have been, you know, yeah, that wouldn't have been so good. But 16,
no.
Emmanuel turned 16 on yesterday. And we're continuing after today's show. We're going to take him. He, of all places, he wants to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. So, you know, hey. He's in that spicy food period of his life where everything he wants to eat is spicy. Go figure, you know. You know, hey, I don't explain the moves. I just go along with them, you know. Listen, I am that father. How much is going to cost me? Okay, let's go. You know what I mean? That right there is me in a nutshell. You ain't going to win arguing. You ain't going to win trying to prove
no.
You are not going to win. So,
two one, go. Yeah.
Now, how was your weekend, sis?
Well, you know, our weekend was good. You know, we went and dealt with the horses a little bit, mess around with them horses, took the grandkids up there. You know, we didn't do too much. Beat the dog, cowboy.
You know what? Don't do that, Tree.
You asked me what I did.
I was going to say, I haven't heard anything about the horses in a while. You know what I mean? You know, you're slacking on the horse report, sis. You know,
because it's cold, and you know, we okay. So Tang horse got sick, so we had to put his horse down. So we only had a couple of months ago.
Oh man! Wow.
So we down to just my horse, and it's no fun. Riding a horse, just me.
Without him. So what are you guys going to do? Going to get another horse? We're going to get another one.
Keep on riding until we can't jump up on that horse ourselves and ride on out.
Hey, whatever you do that you find that makes you feel youthful, do it for real.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson say, do it till you're satisfied. I mean, that ain't Michael Jackson. right. Well, anyway, do it till you're satisfied.
I know what you mean.
On today's episode, we have to start out with these Magic Johnson tweets that has Jenny Buss thinking. And the Lakers fans upset. Magic put a tweet out over the weekend after the Lakers lost to Sacramento, and it has Laker fans perturbed, if I can say that word there. So we're gonna go into that. Kale's Corner would like to send a congratulations to all the teams who advanced to the next level of the NFL playoffs, and we're going to talk a little bit on that. Lady T reveals her week one winner of Lady T's playoff picks. Yeah, Tava. And look,
yeah.
And for some reason, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all in on something. She does everybody dirty with these picks. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't no need to try to cozy up. It ain't no need to try to shoot her a friendly text. Ain't no need to tell this baby you got bacon and egg sandwich waiting for her. Nothing. You hear me? She does everybody dirty with these picks. I'm trying to tell you, man. I've tried to call and figure her out and finesse my way through, and she does not let me know at all if I'm winning or not. Now, she will tell me, oh, no, Kel, you pick this or you pick that. She will say that, but outside of that, it's easier pulling teeth, your own teeth, for real. It's easier pulling your own teeth. That girl, I'm telling you,
she is.
For real, you come on. I'm like, teeth, yeah. You know, it's me, huh? It's me. She's like, okay. You'll find out
right.
The next show. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, I should be privy to some, you know, background information. She like, nah, Slim, it don't even work like that. Hey, look, me and Tang be trying to do it out of her. She does not, will not reveal until showtime, man. So, you know, I'm telling y'all, it's frustrating, man. It's very frustrating.
That's the best part.
But, you know. Yeah, it is. It is. I can't lie. It is the best part. So today we're finally going to find out who is the week one winner of Lady T's playoff picks. You know what I mean? So all these topics and more, we're going to discuss. Treach, where is my tongue at today, baby? I'm trying to tell you. I don't know.
It's a little
girl.
It's coming.
Girl. We're going to discuss these topics and more on today's episode of Kel's Corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3783. Lord have mercy. 563, Thank you. When we come back, we're going to jump dead into this Magic Johnson and Lakers tweet. We'll be right back, y'all. Goodness gracious. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to hear Chuck and say "Ain't Nobody" one time, man. It's just certain parts of the song that just, you know, just do it for me. And right there, Chuck with that "Ain't Nobody" it gets to me. All right, Magic Johnson, after the Lakers lost to the Sacramento Kings, sent out a tweet stating an apology to Laker fans and one Jenny Buss, stating that they do not deserve a loser, Kale, lackluster.
Let me, Kale, let me just do this.
Yeah.
Let me just read it, what he said.
Oh,
let me just read what he said.
We're down then. With the
not to cut you off, because what you was, how you was describing it was so amazing, but I'm going to put it in his words so we can take it out of our words.
Mm-hmm.
After being blown out by the Nuggets, 133-96, we as hashtag Lakers fans can accept being outplayed, but we deserve more than a lack of effort and nonsense of urgency. Nonsense of urgency at owner Jenny Buss. You deserve better. That's what he said.
I like mine better. But yeah, that's basically what he said.
I think yours was better.
Huh?
I said yours was better.
Well, why you ain't let me finish it, Bama?
Because I want you to hear from his words.
Oh, you're right. You are absolutely right. But you know, I like to make it juicy. But that was juicy as well. You know, for Magic to come out like that,
yeah.
That says a lot. That says a whole lot. And let me bring my basketball brother. Ted, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good evening.
Oh, we doing amazing. How have you been?
Hey, I'm great. I'm blessed. You know?
Good. Thank you. Sound amazing. You sound amazing. Good to hear from you. How do you feel about what's going on with Magic tweeted?
Well, I didn't really get the gist of it, but I just know that, you know, I mean, he's a proven winner, so any criticism that he can bag it up. So, you know, he's Laker Nation for sure, and he knows the Laker way, and they don't look like the Lakers, you know, from the coach on down. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, you know, when Westbrook was asked in a post-game interview, I don't know of anyone answering a question as on point as Westbrook when he stated he's entitled to his opinion. What can we say? He's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't know what we're trying to work out, what we're trying to put together in this locker room, but he is entitled to his opinion and how he feels on what he sees. And he left it alone. He went directly off of Magic Johnson's comments, because else said would have been a tragedy to Russell Westbrook as the point guard for the L.A. Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Bush and Magic.
Go ahead.
I was just going to add, Jenny Bush and Magic still have a great relationship, you know. So as far as who's expendable between Magic and Westbrook, although Westbrook the player, Magic is not playing, but I think she goes by his advice and what he, you know, how he feels, because he done brought championships. He's been by her side through the deaths of her mother, her father, and all that, you know, and he still
isn't
represents
it. Isn't her brother?
Pardon me?
That's her brother, right?
Been her father.
That's her brother,
away too.
That's what I'm saying. That's her brother, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he might have too, but I know her mother passed too, because she was on a talk show interview. So, but her mother had passed also. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, now we all know Magic Johnson, and by Ted's statement, and also what we know, it wouldn't have been anything for Magic to make those comments in private to Jenny Buss? Is it a situation where Magic had said or stated this to Jenny Buss several times already, and the reaction is like falling on deaf ears? Or is it a situation where Magic just feels as though, because we all have our own thoughts that the Lakers aren't really being ran by Laker personnel. We all have our thoughts that LeBron is playing general manager plus player of this Lakers team. Now, listen, nobody get upset with me. I just said my thought. I'm not saying I haven't heard or read anything anywhere stating that, other than what we've seen with LeBron and his recruitment of certain players. Does anybody else feel that Magic may be feeling some type of way about this? That because he's from the old school of basketball, and when I say the old school of basketball, I mean not just on the court and the way you play, but the way you conduct your business in the front office as an owner. And we know this new age basketball has really gotten away from the practices and tendencies of the old school basketball. Do you guys think that this, you know, is Magic's way of calling Jenny out in public? You know, by giving her a slick, sly apology and telling her that she deserves better? I mean, is it just me? Come on, Ted.
It could be any one of those things that you name. It could be all the above. It could be one or two of those things. It could be one of those things. It could be all of those things.
Right.
How would we know? I don't know because Magic could be a little salty from the way their relationship ended. So he's just lashing out right now. I don't know. Or he may just really feel the way he feels. Like, this team looked like some garbage. And he feel like he don't owe nobody no heads up for what I tweet on my page.
You're right. So I didn't really hear the gist of what happened. So Magic, bottom line, y'all said Magic called her out, called the team out, the organization.
Let me read this again.
Please, Lady T. Thank you.
He said, after being blown out by the Nuggets, 133-96, we as hashtag Laker fans can accept being outplayed, but we deserve more than a lack of effort and not any sense of urgency. Owner at Jenny Buss, you deserve better. End quote.
Okay. So he's just talking about, I don't think he's talking to Jenny because he's telling her that she deserves better. So that's what he's talking about, the players. From, I don't know if it's the coach and the players, but he's talking about the people that's supposed to perform on the floor, because Jenny can't perform on the floor. She don't coach. She just, you know, get them what they need. And like Kel say, it's being ran by Mr. LeBron. You know, he's doing the same thing as he did in Cleveland. So, his part of the people that he got out there, they got rid of Rondo. I don't know why, what was going on with that, but I would have kept Rondo and let Westbrook grow. And so I guess there must be some friendship.
They got rid of
They got rid of Rondo and kept that boy Sandy Johnson that they had on a 10-day contract because they said he was performing. And they sent Rondo to Cleveland.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I would have let Westbrook go before I let Rondo go, because Rondo he played on that championship team when they won in the bubble, and he has championship experience. So like Kel was saying, it's got to be some type of relationship with Westbrook and LeBron where he's accepting everything and ain't saying, hey man, it ain't working out, this and that, but. Mm-hmm. LeBron is pulling the strings on this team, you know, because Jenny don't want to let him go. So, but like you say, she does deserve better, and I don't know how they're gonna get better because Anthony can't stay healthy.
Let's not forget, guys. Rondo is not the only intricate piece that they let go. They basically gave the Wizards a championship nucleus. Our whole culture has turned around because of that trade. Debo text, I like Magic, and I know that business is business, but he walked away, and that's not acceptable either. Nobody can afford Westbrook. I don't know if Magic the way or he was. I know it's blasphemous to say this. Yeah, I think he was forced away. I think he was forced away more than he just walked away. Seriously.
Right.
I can't see Magic because even when he was with Coca-Cola and Subway sandwich shop and Starbucks coffee and all of that, he always played a part in whatever was going on with the Lakers. I'm telling you, LeBron coming there changed things around.
But also, like Lady T mentioned about her brother, I wanted to know if also did her brother have anything to do with Magic's situation? Because I remember they had not a good ending and stuff. They had some turmoil going on, but they mended some things. But I'm going to research that, and maybe later see you can maybe you might know did her you know did him and was him and was Magic and her brother at odds?
No, when he died, they had mended fences by then. It was still a little shaky, but they had said their piece with it.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Debo just responded that Magic resigned, and I know where you're coming from with that.
They let him resign, but he was fired.
Yeah. Come on, Tank. Mm-hmm. What's up, bro? Welcome to the corner.
Big bro, Carol's corner family. Much love and respect, Miss T. Brother Ted, Happy New Year's, baby. Good to hear from you.
No doubt.
Hey, look, but right, I was listening to y'all, right, but what I think is about that Magic thing, when he left, and like y'all said, I agree with both of y'all, Big Bro and Miss T, with that he was kind of forced out. And I believe when Magic saw, when LeBron coming in and how they started letting him do all the things that he want to do, like, it ain't really all LeBron's fault because they put him on that pedestal and they gave him the key to pick all them players that he want to pick. What's the lady name?
Let me finish.
So what I'm saying is, I think Magic said, you know what, I'm out of here before all this. You know what I'm saying? It was some controversy going on because he probably was telling her, look, you letting this young boy come up here, this organization not going to go the right way. And she was in love with LeBron, and it went the opposite way, and she went with him because that's what these youngins do now. They bringing all the people in the stadium. She feel like Magic ain't bringing the people in the stadium. But I'm with you. Magic is an OG, and he was upset about it. And I just believe he was doing what Kwame Brown did. He was just, you know, he ain't want to see him fall like that because he loved that organization so much that when he tweeted out, he was just trying to put some fire up under their butt, or as my man Kwame Brown say, you know, kick their drawers in their ass a little bit. So so they can go out there and do the right thing if they hear something coming from him. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Lou. What's your opinion? Hey, let me apologize right now, man. I was tied up at work on Saturday, and I didn't get home until 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we're going to set reminders, Teresa and I. This Saturday, we will be a part of your program.
All right.
Come on, if you will, bro.
First of all, I happen to like Jeannie Buss. Okay, and, you know, all the stuff she's been under. You know, yeah. I mean, but everybody's, you know, like, razzing on her all over this.
I don't know why. What are they ragging on her for? That's not. She's been around basketball a lot. But if that's not your thing,
like your
y'all,
brother.
That's not your thing. So she should have listened to Magic. I'm quite sure she feel like that right now. But who has made a mistake? We're all human. We make mistakes, and she probably feel like, I'm going to listen to you now that you put it out, you know, in a tweet like that. Now I got all both eyes open now. Now I'm going to pay attention to what you're trying to tell me.
Awesome. Wow.
So I see what you're saying, Lou.
Yeah. You know, it's just a shame how in just 2 years the Lakers have gone downhill. I mean, they were just champs not that long ago, and now look, now the organization's a mess.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe.
But what's
Magic...
really to blame? What's really to blame, though? Is it, you know, is it LeBron or is it, you know, Westbrook?
Maybe.
Is it management? You know, I mean, what really is it? I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios that saying what's the blame for the Lakers' demise. You know, I mean, like I said, LeBron has a big ego, and of course, egos can kill a team. Not to mention the person himself. So that could be a big factor right there. I mean, he thinks he's in charge. He's only a player. He's not, you know, the GM. He's not the coach. He's not even an assistant coach. He's just a player. But he thinks he is who he is.
But hold on,
yeah.
Hold on, Lou. Wait a minute. He is a player.
Speak up.
But he's been given all type of GM responsibility.
Yes, he has. They gave it to him.
But he shouldn't.
Exactly.
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 See, what it was, they saw him do it in Cleveland. And then she thinking it was going to work up there, but it just wasn't going to happen like that. That's all it was. She saw it happen. And she thought it was going to work up there by him picking who he want, bringing all his friends in. It just didn't happen. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can say Magic foresaw this. Magic saw all of this coming.
He tried to stop it.
He was not with it.
Back.
He tried to stop it. And this is, Debo, this is why I say, yes, he retired, but there were some forced-out issues involved. You know what
right.
I mean?
Debo, we're not saying you wrong, Debo. We're not saying you wrong. He did resign. But it's some underlying issues in why he resigned. It was
today,
like he was either you resign or we're going to fire you.
They went out on a respectable level for everybody. That's
right.
What they did.
They let him go out. They let him resign. Because if he hadn't resigned, they were going to label him and put that label on him like you got fired.
Exactly.
Any story that would have come out negative regarding Magic Johnson, that would not have set right with the Lakers.
Exactly.
That would not, because young or old, know who and all Magic Johnson was to this organization. So you aren't going to get away with just throwing mud on Magic Johnson. No. And the acceptance of LeBron James would have been, I mean, goodness gracious. I don't think anyone would have accepted him because Magic would have been to the forefront of everyone's brain. Magic would have been in the forefront of everyone's
brain. I don't even think he would have made it out there. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then let's look at the way the team is playing. Oh, my God. The world would have been... The word would have been, they did this to Magic Johnson for this type of team, for us to get this out of our team. Shit, we could have kept Magic. We should have went on with Magic and what Magic wanted to do and how Magic was putting us together. You know, so you know, it's a tough 22, seriously. And then let's not forget, guys, this is the front part of the NBA season. This is the front part. There's still a lot of NBA basketball that has to be played.
Yes.
You know, and we all know that. But all I'm speaking on is what we're seeing. Right now, it just don't. It's leaving a nasty taste in the mouth of Laker fans.
Yeah,
of Laker fans.
Kel, can I chime up on this? Because you know I'm a Lakers fan. You know, cause of Magic, cause of Kobe. You know, and you know that. But it's like since LeBron won that championship, which I say it's a fluke. He's got three asterisks by that, you know, with the bubble. So he went on and won that and really got the big head. So that, and then it gave Jenny like, man, wow, he brought us the championship. So like y'all say, let me get this young boy, this old boy, the key. You know, to the throne and let him run it. And then it was wrong decision, like you said. But that bubble championship was a fluke. They won that, man, which they I believe, it, like I said, it was a fluke, man. It was so much controversy, man, and they stole one. He stole one, you know. So or they allowed him to steal one and get one or whatever. But, you know, he got the big head, and now he think he can play GM. Like you say, Lou, he's a player, not a GM. Play ball. Yes, he's very knowledgeable about the
play
game.
Ball.
He's been studying it since he was little. You know, he's been doing that. But, you know, you got to concentrate on playing, man, and keep your team healthy. And you got centers over there, but you don't want to play them centers. You try to play Anthony Davis as center. He's not a center. He's a forward. If at best, and he's not one of the best top, he's not one of the best. He can't stay on the court.
No.
And so, and you got DeAndre Jordan and the boy Dwight Howard. Regardless of what they think about Howard, he's done more championships, and he can play defense. Just get his head right in the game, and just keep him focused. You know, I don't understand it.
Debo says, no, I understand and get what y'all saying, but I blame Rob Pelinka, Jenny, and LBJ for the direction of the Lakers. And that's
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Because they get
I agree with that.
Yes.
That's right.
Debo, yes, that's 100% correct statement. I get behind that statement.
He can hear the tree.
Oh, that's
all right, y'all. We're gonna leave that one alone. We are approaching the second half of this NBA season. You know, we all after Valentine's Day, the nitty and the gritty get to going. And I watched a New Jersey Nets team win against Chicago and then turn around and lose.
We're dead.
You know, I wouldn't say that you guys are dead just yet.
Well,
but
let me put
just,
it this way. Because, you know, we had a major injury happen, and KD is going to be out for a month or maybe 6 weeks. So I think we're up the creek without a pound now. Ugh.
Y'all get to see us tomorrow. So, yeah.
Whoa.
And we ain't giving you no paddles, Lou.
No, stop.
Y'all getting healthy at this time. They getting hurt at this time, and y'all getting healthy.
Yeah, I saw Brian's back.
The MASH unit.
Yeah, I caught that. I'm like, whoa, Altamura back. I'm like, this is gonna get ready.
Like about time.
Yeah.
You know.
It is.
This Wizard team looked good. last night.
We fought the
bar,
treat the bull.
Oh, I mean, y'all holding it down, man. Y'all got, six, seven championships? Y'all good, man. Y'all good, man.
Nah, we need more.
It's time to let some of these teams with one, maybe two championships win some, man. Try to build some type of legacy of their own. You know what I mean? You know? So, yeah. And listen. Again, I don't want to harp on this. I do not want to harp on this, but I'm serious. We need to pull that trigger on Bradley Beal, man, while he still has value. While, as Debo say, while we can still get something for him, you know, we're not going to get as much as we would have last year, but let's get what we can get. This year, I'm serious. The whole thing
looks good with y'all.
I'll take it. You know, but the whole chemistry looks different with Bradley Beal on the court and off the court. And you know, I'm not belittling or dogging or putting Bradley Beal down or anything like that. But he came in the game last night instantly. He threw three turnovers instantly. And the rest of the team was looking at him like, man, come on, dog. What are you doing? He finally got this thing. We got Dinwiddie playing like a point guard should.
Dinwiddie, you mean Dinwiddie?
Yeah.
Be quiet, Lou. We got KCP coming in, and even Neto, you know, I was stating last time we watched Neto that he's too small, but Neto kind of got like an Allen Iverson mentality. He likes to live amongst the trees. He likes to go at the biggest on the team and you know, attempt layups and go at them to steal passes, and you know, he really has that Allen Iverson mentality. And I did not really
see him in hardwood.
You say what, Tank?
Yeah, I said you're absolutely right, because he definitely don't mind hitting that hard wood, because Iverson didn't, and you got to have that mentality when you go up in there against them trees, because you're going down.
Yeah.
He get it every time, sure. But every time he go right back up in there, just like you said, he definitely got it.
Like Dwayne Wade.
But why he can live up in there like them players that can live up in there and AD can't live up in there? Why his ankle so soft? Somebody talk to me.
I know about brittle bones and stuff, so he needs to get some vitamin D and some milk and stuff, you know? and all that. So
he needs to go to the wizard.
But
that's
his profession, so I don't
ask for some heart. He needs to go to the wizard and ask for some heart.
He in LA, so he can find a wizard out there somewhere.
Man, you know what?
And see, his profession, I don't understand why he don't put it. I don't understand why he don't put the time in to work on his body, because that's what his profession is. He got all the equipment, all the money, all the tools. What are you doing, young man? You have not got, you see Giannis progressing as when Giannis came in the league, how he done grew and built his body. Anthony Davis only got a little chubby in the stomach. He ain't put no muscles, no nothing to, you know, like you say, strengthen him or anything with his legs or nothing. He ain't did that.
Really,
you wearing
like
low cut.
He had too much fun out there in that LA sunset.
Yeah. And he from the south side of Chicago, but we don't give him no rights, man. Only Derek, we get Derek Rose and, you know, boys like that and Wade.
Dennis is coach too. You know, your strengthening coach, it's your coach fault. It's all their fault.
You know what? Nobody but Anthony Davis is in control of the heart that Anthony Davis plays in. Nobody but Anthony Davis is in control of how serious or lackluster he takes his job.
That's true.
Anthony Davis. Because guess what? Those same coaches were working with Rondo. They're working with Westbrook. You know, those same coaches are working with LeBron. You know, and Anthony Davis is with LeBron, a man who spends over $1 million a year on his body, making sure that his body is ready to sustain what an NBA season endures. So this is on Anthony Davis, man. We're not going to make these coaches look bad. We're not going to.
You're absolutely right about that, big bro. But I was talking about how the coaches play him all. They don't make his tall butt stay in the paint. That's where I was going at with the coaches also.
Well, all know
that. Because
it's
the coach
fault.
Ain't no way I'm going to let that man keep shooting threes. I'm going to tell you.
How
if
long
that
have
was
you been
talking
about that?
No,
I've been talking about that.
Huh?
We have been complaining about that I don't know how long now. Since this new NBA has taken hold. Yesterday, I watched Embiid, and they were impressed. They losing by 12 points.
Yeah.
You need Embiid down in the paint. And you know what? Quick side note. Philly are really going to regret what they're doing with Simmons. They're really going to regret that. They are really going to regret what they're doing with Simmons. All right, y'all. We have talked just enough basketball, y'all. We got to move on. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. When we come back, talk about these playoffs. All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's magic.
Happy New Year, everybody.
KC and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious. Huh? You rock? Yeah. Yo, yo, let's go.
Post Chicano, hold, hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's. Will soon be the boss of the Big Apple. Yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA would make a mistake on the who knew it stayed so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cruel that way, but even the broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could have turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say. Two times a day, I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion, waiting for action. They say when you play with skills, good luck can happen. Let's go.
Hey, who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
You know, this weekend, this playoff, hey, listen. First, I'm going to say it was very entertaining. Very entertaining. The games that bored me, it was a matchup within the matchup, so I really wasn't bored. You know, I'll say that Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots game.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
A total disaster.
And it went the opposite direction of what I was thinking.
Well, I was thinking the Bills were going to win, but I was also thinking that the Patriots would provide a little more resistance than they did.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It was just like, come on, man. I can't remember a Belichick-led squad that looked as terrible as New England did, you know? And of course, the question was brought out. Brady has gone away from New England and still playing Brady's way, doing Brady things. And you got New England falling off. You got New England not looking anywhere near the New England team that we've all come to admire. So, you know, everybody is saying, you know, hey, what was it truly Brady's doing, or was it Belichick's doing? Me, I have to say, I believe in my heart of hearts, it was both of them. It was both of them because you needed a coach on the field as well as a coach off the field. You know what I'm saying? You need them both. So I'm not going to just give it all to Belichick or Brady. I'm going to say, you know, it was both of them. It was both of them that did what they did. It's just that Brady playing the quarterback position, we all know that is the position. As far as teams go, you know what I mean? You got a good quarterback, it can overcome bad coaching. He can overcome bad coaching. But if you have a bad quarterback,
then you got a problem.
Exactly, because good coaching can't really overcome that. I look at the Cardinals last night, and I'm saying, you know, you got AJ Green doing his thing, and you know, I can only recall AJ Green in his Cincinnati days. You know, he was a beast. He was a beast, and now he just and Kyler Murray, I like him, don't get me wrong, but to me, he only proves my thought pattern correct on short quarterbacks. I just don't like him. It's any quarterback can look bad at any time, but it just seems like with these short quarterbacks, when they look bad, they look terrible.
Yeah, they look real
terrible.
Bad.
And once their play starts to go downhill, they never recover. It's like they can't recover. Whereas though a tall quarterback, you'll see he'll make a mistake, and he finds a way to bring his team back from that mistake. And there are short quarterbacks that have done that as well. I'm not saying that they can't, but more often, shorter quarterbacks haven't been able to recover over mistakes that were made, you know? So, you know, I kind of knew that, you know, the Cardinals didn't stand a chance. It was just because of that short quarterback, Kyler Murray. I like him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything negative. What did you say, Lou?
I have like Kyle Murray too. Kyler Murray.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot to like about the young man. There's a lot to like about the young man. But playoff football, they are requirements. Mm. There are requirements, and I'm sorry. To me, he just doesn't fit them. He just does not fit those requirements.
Yeah.
You say what, Tree?
Yeah.
He's young, and he was really missing a really key piece too, though.
Yeah,
I think
he
if he had,
piece,
it would have been. I'm not gonna say they would have won the game, but like you saying, Big Bro, I think it would have been a better game.
Yeah.
And I do understand
DeAndre
hand up, but yeah,
that's
but you know DeAndre Hopkins, man, he's special.
He like Odell Beckham out there.
Exactly, Miss T.
Yeah.
He's special. And he really missed him yesterday. He missed him the last few games.
Debo said
Bill Belichick taught Brady how to read, study, practice strategies. Bill made him the monster he is. Like Hove said, okay, make another Hove.
Oh, man.
He's going to have to. He's
working on one right now, though. I think that young boy out there going
to
be all right. He's working on one right now, too.
He can't throw. He can't throw. And if they can teach him to throw far, then
you don't think he can throw far?
He can't
Matt
throw.
Jones can't throw far.
That's why they run the ball all the time. He can't
I just think they handicapped him a lot this year.
Nah.
I think he doesn't. I'm with Tree. He doesn't have an accurate 20 yards or more arm. Like, see, Brady. We talk about Brady. But you got to really realize Brady threw some amazing throws.
You're absolutely right.
Exactly. And I'm talking about throws over and without Randy Moss as his teammate, you know?
A lot
of people say, well, Brady had Randy Moss. Okay, well, he didn't have Randy Moss his whole career. Exactly. All right, y'all.
563-999-3782.
Lady T.
What up? I am ready. I know what you're about to say. Yeah. I deserve that. I got out my chair.
Bang bang Niner gang. 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 Against all odds, weather the storm, built for combat and battle, young hyenas in uniform. We play no games with the opposition, we active, let the whistle be the bell. We gon' get out where we got mad at. Many hip.
Yeah. We
gon' get out where we got mad at. Come on, Chris.
Oh, well, you know how we do. Congratulations to me for winning last week. Let me just go ahead and get that in. So, all right, you guys. It was only 6 games, so this was quite easy. Tang, well, you know, You at the bottom with one pick. You only got one pick right. That's it. Just one. Well, your brother from another mother, he came up with two picks, 57. So he had two picks. Well, your other brother over in Jersey, he had three picks. That's Lou.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So four picks. We're getting on up there, y'all. We're getting on up there. Four picks. Four picks in Reese. If you haven't heard your name, you're still in the winning. You know how I do. Five picks. Five picks is Big Boy, Me, Ma, and myself. Darn. Okay, so if you haven't heard your name yet, that means you could be the winner.
Oh, boy.
Six picks. That means you got all the picks right. Every last one you got right. That's a congratulations all by itself. But six picks, Kale and Debo.
Way to go, y'all.
And with those two, it came down to the rushing yards and, you know, everything, all the extra stuff that we picked. It came down to that plus the score. And our new winner for week one of the five playoffs is the greatest host in the world, DMB Kale.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations,
wow.
Big bro.
Congratulations, baby.
That's how we do.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, sir.
Hey, bro. Hit me with that joke, bro. Go ahead and hit me with that joke, bro.
What
I'm talking about?
What
you know what I'm
talking about?
Hey, I'm talking about.
No problem.
Oh, that's right. Hey, congratulations, baby.
Hey, listen. Off no joke, y'all, I had the feeling, I really had a feeling that I won, but I was like, nah, I ain't even gonna jinx it. I ain't gonna mess with treats at all. You know what I mean? Thank you, Debo, for the congratulations. I said I'm gonna just let that jump ride. But you know,
oh Lord.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, I wouldn't want to be a fly in that house. But I'm going to tell y'all, everybody, the right team won. Because if Tang would have beat Treats would have been a different type of animal. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bro, you know your co-host. Yeah, you know your co-host, bro. Yeah.
She's been a different type of animal, yeah.
She'd
have been sick on the show right now doing it.
I was so glad on multiple, you know, levels when the 49ers won, because I was like, my co-host gonna be there with me this week. She gonna really be with me. But Tree, Debo said, and I, we want to hear the stat lines. You know,
yeah.
I know we picked the stat lines.
Let me tell it to you. Hold on. I got you.
Okay.
Let me get my paper back out. Okay, so the stat was the Cardinals had three turnovers,
the Cardinals had rushing yards 61. The Rams had rushing yards 140. The Rams had two turnovers. So Kale had Rams at 120, and they really got 140, so you got close. Cards had 98. You said 98. They really got 61. But Debo said 105 for both of them. So he wasn't close, and he was way over. He wasn't close to one, and he was way over on the other one. And he said one turnover apiece for each one. You said the Rams was going to have three turnovers and the Cards was going to have one. So you was closer on everything, even the score, 28-14. He said 27-20. So that's why I said you won.
Right.
Because that's what the score was.
Now, I'm not just saying this because I won, guys, because I would have appreciated playing this way no matter who won. But this was fun as far as I'm concerned. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everybody picking turnovers and rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And this week, we got some new coming Thursday. And one more thing to the offensive and defensive side. You know, Debo said, okay, he thought the Cards would play a better game than that. I'm telling you, dog, it's that little short quarterback, man.
He was missing Hopkins. I'm telling you, had he had Hopkins, he would have somebody else to throw the ball to. They got 11-5 for no reason. Oh. He been winning.
Okay,
but he just went out. His main man got hurt.
Okay, I agree with you, Lady T. But but one situation that when I seen it when he was rushed in the backfield, and then he had time to throw it away. Why he tried to hold on to it? Just throw the ball away, man.
I agree with you, but I can't tell you. I'm not in his brain, but I can tell you that in a little man body like that, because I'm a little person, so you have a little people complex, and you think you can do big things. When you little like that, so I don't know. Maybe
He can do big things. He can, and he has. But he looked like a rookie yesterday.
Pardon? Because he didn't have his key players out there. You would play like a rookie too if you ain't had your key players.
You still play with professionals, though. You got other players, though, you know. So,
go look it up. Then look how many times they dropped the ball. Look how many times they dropped the ball on them.
Look how many times he threw it hard, though, in some cases, though. You know, so it goes both ways. I agree with you.
Everything you're saying, I do. I understand everything you're saying. But I can't blame that whole game, them losing that game just because he's a little person.
Not at all. He's Mighty Mouse. He's tough, man. He's a bad boy. But he just got
here. We go.
Just imagine if DeAndre Hopkins was there, like he was there when he won those 11 games. They was in the playoffs for a reason. Their record was 11-6.
But Let me make this point, Tree. When he was throwing that ball to DeAndre Hopkins, he had a clear pocket. He didn't have pressure like he had last night. So how much of a difference would Hopkins have made? Serious. He might have caught one or two passes. They got stopped last night. I don't really see Hopkins making that much of a difference. I think Hopkins would have made it a game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they would have won the game. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would have been a – it wouldn't have, I think the score would have been a little closer. It wouldn't have been no blowout like it was.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know what you're
on. Can I say this, Kale, real quick? Because remember we talked about the Rams when they got Von Miller. Y'all was talking about he was so old and this and that. I said, well, he ain't going to have to do much. If they make that playoff, and I said, you know, he didn't do nothing in Denver, no. I said, but you get to a new team, you get a resurgence. You know, you get just a boost of energy and stuff. I said, so watch him in the playoff, man, because he's on the side with Aaron Donald. So it's not much he got to do, and he got that experience. He got that experience. So they deadly. So that's the team to watch out for, them Rams.
Right.
Well, the Rams, right. I know they are. If we make it, like people keep underestimating us. Like we make it to the playoffs just about every year. And that's the first round. We make it all the way damn near there. You know what I mean? So the Green Bay, they 0-3 against us. The Rams can't beat us. So the only person that's really stopping us is us.
Hmm. Come on, Kurt. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Kirby?
Up, Kirby? Happy New Year, Kirby.
Thank you. And same to all of you. I was thinking about Trace when I picked the 49ers to beat Dallas, and I got a little worried because the 49ers played the second half without their two best defensive players, Dallas closed the gap. But if the 49ers had not lost their two best players on defense, it would have been an ass whooping.
I'll give you that.
Oh my goodness!
So, Now I am so mad at this technology world. I got a chair that I push a button and it leans me back and forward and up and down and all that. Then I have a remote on my TV that I talk to it, it changes the channel for me and stuff, you know, because I have a vision problem, you know, legally blind and all that. But here I am talking to the remote, and it ain't working. I'm getting pissed off and starting to cuss, and the wife says, well, it's probably because you're talking to your telephone or to the remote. Yeah. I'm sitting there holding my damn phone instead of the remote. I was 5-0 until last night, and I picked the Cardinals to win, so I ended up being 5-1 for Saturday, Sunday.
There was no way it was going to happen.
But you know the Cardinals have beat the Rams before, you know, stuff. So you know.
Yeah, but the Cardinals have been on a downward spiral for a while. So
But the Cardinals were 8-1 on the road. They're a good road team. They're 8-1 on the road.
The Cardinals were also out coached. They were not prepared. For what the Rams brought.
Right. Well, you're right.
But I still say
it's going to be the Tennessee Titans and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl.
No, sir. No, sir.
You get half right.
No, sir.
You got to go to Green Bay and beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field in front of snow.
Green Bay ain't never beat us. We always go there and beat them. 0-3
in the playoffs.
I'm gonna pick
the Packers.
Go ahead, waste the money.
Beat y'all.
Just give me the money if you want to give away some money.
All right. Let's take this double call and give everybody a chance. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
I'm Marcus here.
What's going on, fam? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
How much, man? I'm Gucci, man. I'm all right. I'm in the land of the living, still breathing. I know that's right. Man. I'm in the land. Now I'm on the corner because now it's a cherry on top. So I'm good.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Go,
pretty please.
Oh man.
All right. So.
Hey, look. Marcus, it's a cherry and a pineapple on top because DMV Kale won last week.
Pineapple.
But go ahead. I just had to let you know because you were, you know, you DMV
Kale. Oh, man. Hey,
yeah,
I know you over there. You don't got enough hands to pat yourself on the back, do you? You don't got enough hands.
Hey, Sam.
You probably kicked. You're probably trying to heal yourself on the back, ain't you? You try to kick your leg back.
For this being a PG program, I'm going to just go ahead and let you comment, and
right.
I'll tell you later what I'm doing.
I know that's right.
Since when is this a PG program with your jive-ass music?
Nope, don't do it.
Don't do it. The brother given the chain.
I think Quinn will go.
He was an assistant for the New York Jets a couple of years ago. He was an assistant for them. And then now he's interviewing for the Texans to be their head coach.
I mean, it's not a bad move. It's not a bad move at all. And again, like I said, I don't want it to turn into he's a minority, so we got to give him a chance type situation. Because, and I'm just keep it real, I'm watching that with the Washington football team, the lady Julie Donaldson that has taken over our daily show, weekday show, and I'm telling you, it's snowfall. Watching snowfall to the ground is more exciting than her commentary on the team. Seriously. She tries to crack jokes, and it's like salty and crackers being broken in half. She tries to come with wit, and it's like, no, it's not good. It's not good at all. So I hope that they're hiring him because he is actually qualified for the position because he actually deserves the opportunity. I hope it's not just look at us. We're doing this now. You know what I'm saying? I really hope it's not one of those situations.
Right. Right.
Well, they're going to give us
interested in the position, and they genuinely, I don't think it's that. I think it's they want what I think they're trying to. You know how Mike Tomlin came in. He came in hot. He was fresh. He was new. He was young. They heard of him, but they really hadn't heard of him. And he came in and he blew up the NFL. Like, he was just on fire. He brought Pittsburgh back. Like, he just, you know, revamped them and everything. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Debo said, until they, the Houston Texans, do right by D. Watson,
all of that is a smokescreen. And more
political. Yeah, they're trying to get rid of him, too. They're trying to trade him, too.
Yeah, they're trying to trade him, but I get what Debo is saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I also say they dog Watson this year. Yes, they did. I'll be the first to admit
right.
that. But they look out for Watson for a long time. They looked out for him for a long time because these women were coming to the organization with these complaints. And they were covering it and masking it and throwing it under the rug and paying these women off and looking out for D-Watson. You know?
Wait a minute, Kale. Hold on. He didn't ask them to do that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So he don't owe them nothing for them taking upon themselves to quote unquote take care of those women that's coming. If they're coming, he was probably saying, "Let them come," because I know I ain't do nothing. Why y'all trying to block something that y'all know I ain't do?
When you have people saying until they do right. By D. Watson. My point is they really didn't change faith until Watson changed faith.
Right.
You know what I mean? They were looking out for him. And yes, Debo, you are absolutely right. It was a self-interest behind the whole situation. But whatever, they were looking out for him. They looked out for him. Whether it's for their own reasons or not, they looked out for him.
Okay.
Once he changed his game up, then they changed it up. So I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I don't see him changing his game up though, Kel. How did he change his game up by doing what? What did he do that changed his game up by saying I don't want to work here no more?
Yeah.
He saw everybody leaving. He saw his receiver leaving. He saw his defensive players leaving.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, damn, you know, we're getting rid of the whole team. Who am I to play with?
Why they ain't getting no harassment charges and all them fake charges that brought up? Why them other people ain't? See what I'm saying? Like, why they ain't get the same treatment? See, they ain't get the same treatment because they weren't throwing the ball. They're not throwing the ball. They're not the most important person on the team.
Oh, my goodness. What's up, Huckleberry?
All right. What's happening with you?
I have no idea what y'all talking about. I know you don't know
what
you're talking about. But the
Marlboro
thing. What's up, 50 Cent? Where you been at, baby?
What's happening, Tay?
Look, Mima text me and say, well, dang, where's 57? 57 in Kansas City? I mean, what's up, bro? You taking it that bad, man?
Oh, no, man.
Uh-huh.
Had some things to take care of. I was there for a minute. Y'all was talking basketball, but I had to run out. And do some things.
Okay. All right. You with us, man? Okay. You know?
I'm always on KL's corner.
That's what I love to hear. That's what I love to hear.
Okay.
Man. That's what I love to hear. And we actually, you know, I need to know how you feel. I mean, I've heard almost all of Pittsburgh from Mike Tomlin to the owner and everybody else. Speak on that was possibly Ben's last game. How do you feel about that, Big Jim?
I hope it was his last game. You know, he went out the right way. He went out the right way. It gave him a good send-off in Pittsburgh, you know, like a Hall of Fame was supposed to get. Unfortunately, we didn't go no further than we weren't supposed to be there anyway, but we were there. You know, we couldn't give a good showing because we didn't have the animals to do it with. But, you know, we got another year. We come back, you know, just like everybody else that either didn't make the playoffs or got beat in the playoffs. All we can do is watch San Francisco and other teams that made it play. That's it. You know, I ain't crying because it's
over. That's right. Just watch.
What are y'all going to do as far as quarterback goes, man? I know you're going. Are you going to look around the league? Are you going to draft someone? What does 57 prefer?
I prefer for us to stick with what we got. I prefer for right, because right now, nobody in the league is going to let go of a star quarterback that they got. Even yourself, you know, and I can't see anybody on a second tier that's just this. Houston's not going to let that boy go. They're going to destroy that boy's career. That boy's career going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Then that's what they're trying to do to him. They're not going to let him go.
Right here, so they can only do but one more year, so that's it.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to let you know. And by the time he gets to them letting him go, it's like Kaepernick. You know, they held him out and held him out until, you know, who wants a quarterback that hasn't stepped on the field in 5 years? I know I don't.
No, I don't either.
You know, so.
He ain't going to be five for him. I think it was going to be two years for him.
Two. Yep.
It's going to be 2 years for him.
Yeah. I would like to see him. Personally.
Yeah.
If he could have came to us this year, I would have loved it and been in the system.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's going to end up being Rudolph, going to end up being our quarterback, you know.
Probably. You giving up on Haskins? You're not even going to give Haskins a try?
But Haskins third.
I'm not going. Exactly. He got to have a hell of a damn a spring training, and got to have been playing and looking good in practice all the whole time he's been there, and off him to get the starting position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Russell Wilson or Garoppolo decide that they want to leave and come to Pittsburgh, we're okay with that.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
It's a bunch of free agents this year. What was you about to say though?
No, I'm just saying it's a bunch of free agents this year. Like, y'all can go with a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't just got to settle with them two.
Well, them the only two I feel right now that. The teams are ready to, or like either 50-50 on letting them go. You know, I don't think,
yeah.
You know, maybe in Miami, because they making stupid decisions in Miami, they might let Tua go. You never know. But, you know, I really don't see nobody else doing anything crazy.
I don't see that much difference between Tua and Kyler Murray. That's just me. I don't really see that much.
Yeah,
because
he does too, just like that. You're right, Kale.
I don't like Kyler Murray. I don't like him at all.
Man, I don't know why they call him free agent. I don't know why they call him
free
agent. They all expensive.
Well, since you brought it up, Kirby. What's up, Kirby? Since you
How
brought
you
it
doing,
up,
man?
Let's go ahead and go
hey.
Into that, Kirby. You right about
well,
that.
You know,
the NFL ain't
you know
nothing
what?
But another slave camp anyway. You know, you're not free to do what you want to do in the NFL. You know, they hold you down and they don't call it slavery, but that's what it is. They control everything you do.
Well, let me ask you a question now.
Hold on.
Somebody
once you sign a contract and agree, I don't remember any slave signing a contract, agreeing, and paid as much as NFL players. So now in the college game, yes, we can. But damn, no, we can't even say it in the college game no more.
Yeah, they
because
get
college
paid
athletes
too,
are, exactly. College athletes are getting paid now, so we got to let that slavery thing go. Go ahead, Kirk.
Let me ask the Pittsburgh question. Now, one of the analysts said that Ben Roethlisberger was the greatest quarterback that Pittsburgh ever had, and I say it was Bradshaw because he took on the four Super Bowls and won all four of them.
And won all four.
Bradshaw and Joe Montana are the only two quarterbacks to never lose a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The only two.
And you know what? That kills me. That kills me when I hear a commentator saying, this guy is the best guy that ever done it. This guy is the best guy that ever done it. He's the best guy for his generation. He's the best guy for his generation. And if we think about it, Ben wasn't even the best guy in his generation. That's Tom Brady's title.
Right.
That's right.
Hell, we could say Peyton and Eli Manning if you really wanted to be serious about it.
Andrew Reed,
thank you.
Yeah.
So we got to cut that out.
I just wonder how long Tom Brady would have lasted back in the 70s under those rules before dresses on the quarterback. You know, you can't even breathe on the quarterback.
How about any quarterback?
We have to understand one thing. The NFL loses money when these guys aren't available. And all of us have watched the game. We all geared up for this player or that player, and they're not available. Imagine how we all are when it's the quarterback that's not available. All of us are like, man, hey, this big zone ain't.
That's
now,
true.
I'll be the first to admit they do call the game different for quarterbacks. I'll be the first to admit
Nowadays they didn't do that back in the 70s. I seen Terry Bradshaw slam dunk after the whistle blew, after the play
was
over by a Packer.
Well,
thought Terry Bradshaw was a hockey player.
And that's when the NFL was trying to gain attention, gain fanship. That's when they allowed that. Once they've already accomplished their goal and it's making the money and people are buying Bradshaw jerseys like crazy and wanting to come and see Bradshaw play, hell no, they ain't going to allow that. No, they can't allow that.
Nope.
Yeah,
they cannot allow that at all because the players that you want to see and nothing showed us better than when Brady. You guys remember when Brady got injured and he was out? Man, all they kept saying is that player should have been penalized for doing that to Brady. He was wrong for doing that to Brady.
Yeah,
and dude just made a football play.
Let me say this. In every sport, they don't want you to touch. The game changed in football because of the money. Don't touch the wide receivers. The game changed in basketball. No more hand checking. No more bodying up in inside the paint. And in baseball, they're getting ready to get rid of the designated hitter because the pitcher is just a wasted out. And they don't want to see that no more because they want the game to move and they want the people's attention to stay there because it brings in the money. And that's what it's about.
Nobody tougher than the ones who wore leather helmets and three teeth in their mouth.
Oh, man.
That's when football was tough.
Baseball players are smarter than football players because they never get penalized for having too many men on the field.
That's true.
This is true.
Sometimes they come back, they do bad out of order, and they've gotten thrown for that. So I've seen it happen. It's happened.
Well, Kirby.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, because baseball players were fined for putting sticky residue on their hands and
the
their gloves. Yeah, yeah. So,
hey,
so
Everybody has had their shortcomings.
Hey, Lou, how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? No, Terry. No, Terry's going to pay off the refs not to get the ball off. That was a lie.
Hey,
the 49ers cheated.
I'm going to say this to Tane and Lou. What a disgrace. What a disgrace that your fans are throwing garbage at the refs when it was your quarterback and his mistake that didn't give you guys enough time to run another play. That was disgusting. And for Dak Prescott, now I understand he's still really in the heat of the moment. He's not feeling good. He feels, I'm a pro. We shouldn't have lost that game. We shouldn't have lost that game. And all of that.
Thank
you. I can understand all of that.
The coach lost the game. The coach lost the game.
Exactly.
But to blame that, well, I don't know. I can't even say that. I can't even say that because
I'm gonna give him 65% of the blame, the coach.
You can't buy good taste, man. You might be able to spend $100 million, $50 billion.
Beat McCarthy.
He had bad clock management. Always,
yeah.
I've been thinking about that all every time I talk about McCarthy. He just looked at so dumbfounded like he's. Was a rookie coach, like, man, I mean, guys.
Don't just put it on McCarthy. CeeDee Lamb was dropping passes in the wrong position. You know, you just can't blame it on the coach alone. They were making mistakes the whole game.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking at the same time. You can't hear. Would you say 55?
Well, you can't just blame it on the coach. The whole team was making mistakes out there. CeeDee Lamb dropped more passes in that game than I've seen him drop all season. Dak was underthrowing the ball the whole game. Defense was jumping off sides, wasn't checking anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they played almost as bad as we played. Yeah, they played almost as bad as we played Sunday night.
Yeah.
Penalties,
because we was last in the league with the penalties. So right there, when the coach ain't get that together throughout the whole year and you get 14 in the playoff game, that's the coach fault, man. He's supposed to have been had them boys ready and disciplined on
that right
there.
Thank you very much. I want to fire this fat ass.
You ain't lying. I said that too, Curry.
That's the question I'm going to raise. Would y'all keep him? Would you keep him as would y'all keep McCarthy as your coach?
I wouldn't if I had anything to do with it. So
I would give him
T-shirt
Debo asked, for the bulls out on the back
fans,
of it.
Debo asked to the Cowboy fans, are y'all saying that call came from the sideline for Dak to run? Because Dak is not made for big games.
Yeah, they said they did call that play. I heard the mayor. They said they did call that play.
But that was stupid. That was stupid. Mm-hmm. That was stupid. Why would you call a quarterback keeper with no timeouts left? Why would you call a quarterback keeper? You're already on the scoring side of the field. Why would you call a quarterback keeper with no?
He didn't run out of bounds.
I think that got a little beside itself and just ran a little too far. Because if he would have went down with like 9 seconds or something, he would have had enough time. He just got a little beside himself, man.
He was only supposed to get the first down.
Exactly.
Mima, I want you to ask your question. Come on in.
This
was
Tank.
Hey, Mima.
Talk to me, Mima.
Hey, who Nemo. Told y'all quarterback to do? Who told y'all quarterback to do the electric slide?
Well, when he slid, when he fell down,
when he slid down, and was only 4 seconds left in the game. Who told him to do the electric slide?
In the middle of the field, when he's out of bounds.
I guess that was Kellen Moore that called it, because he called the plays, Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Kellen Moore called the plays. That's who called the plays.
Well, on fourth and two, when that was fourth and two, they should have called the RPO play where Zach could have either run or throw a little short pass.
He should have threw it out of bounds. Not that I wanted them to win.
Yeah.
They could have threw it out of bounds. They could have threw it on the side. They could have threw it wherever they wanted to. They was going to be out of time.
It really just showed that stage was too big for them, man. They're not used to that stage. That stage was too big for them, man.
The Niners were a better team because the second half is when Dallas started to do something, but the 49ers best were out of the game in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're going to be all right.
I'm talking about, I'm making reference to all of the mistakes that were made, all of the penalties, the shooting they shot.
Yes,
right. The stage.
Yeah, because every time we had like second and something, we'd go back 10 yards, it'd be second and 15, second and 17. Mm-hmm. We'd be like
the penalty. Nothing,
nothing
we're going to talk about how the 49ers won the game as opposed to how Dallas lost the game. Can we just mark on
y'all got a
my
better coach.
Team, even though I had two major people that were out, they got hurt, and we still beat the Cowboys? Can we talk about
y'all
that?
Y'all got a better coach?
I know.
Is it possible I can say something for it?
Cowboys fans have been annoying and aggravating all damn season. So, and every time you turn on the TV, they're talking about how the Cowboys are going to be successful. So now we're at a point where the Cowboys failed. There's more interest in them failing because we all expected you guys to beat them. Cowboy fans were the only ones that didn't expect San Francisco to win. And we saw that
on paper
at the end of the game when all them Bama in the stadium doing the Justin Timberlake, cry me a river.
On paper,
well,
Dallas is a better team than the San Francisco Giants. But the other night, the San Francisco Giants did what they are good at, the Niner game. Did what they know that they can do, and they did it better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys did not play their game at all, and the 49ers just dominated them with that running game, and they couldn't stop it, and they played better. And if they do, those guys hadn't got hurt, no telling what the score might have been. But they were just outcoached. They were outplayed, and that's just the way it went.
How do you expect a team to be good when they have a one star on their helmet, a one star rating? Now, who
that ain't got
that
nothing to do with it, man. That got nothing to do with it. They just got outplayed.
Motel.
You know, they ain't got nothing to do with the stars or nothing like that. They just got outplayed.
I know.
Debo said Dak is not a Super Bowl quarterback. No shame. He's just not. Do you guys agree with that?
I was gonna ask the question. Is Dak the man? You're right, Debo. I was just gonna ask that.
I don't agree with
Dak
that.
The man.
I don't agree with that.
Dak's a good
quarterback.
I think the Cowboys have found themselves another Tony Romo. I think the Cowboys have found themselves another Tony Romo.
You got to look at the game.
Being the head coach.
Look at the game. How many passes? Look at the passes that were dropped by guys that normally catch.
Early in Tony Romo's career, he was breaking all type of records. He was doing damn good as the Dallas quarterback, which gave all of Dallas false hope. And Dak is doing the same thing, breaking all type of regular season records, giving the team and the fans false hope. But every time it comes down to playoff games, he does not do enough.
It ain't Dak's fault about 14 penalties. That ain't no Dak.
No, but
the drop passes not on Dak.
Thank you.
And they still have an opportunity to win.
The defense missing tackles is not on Dak.
Okay. All right.
Now that's on Dak. The fact that they still had a chance to win in the last few seconds of the game, that has something to, that proves something right there for Dak. Dak is a good quarterback. He can't help it that CeeDee Lamb wasn't catching. That's not on him.
Yeah.
Take everything from that guy because Dallas lost. That guy's a good quarterback.
The question is not whether Dak is good. The question is he a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? That's the question.
Well, you don't know that until he gets there. You won't know that until he gets there. You won't know if he's a Super Bowl quarterback until he plays in a Super Bowl. Until the end of his career, there's no Super Bowl in his name. You won't know that. You don't know it now.
The bad play caller is not on Dak.
He's not calling his own plays.
No.
He's not calling his own plays.
That's
hey,
girl,
I could count,
so don't put
I
that
could
on that.
I could count seven times where he threw the ball late, he threw it behind the receiver. He was making mistakes, too. The stage was too big. That's what I'm trying to say. He's
well,
he
the
has
pressure.
To get there himself. The stage
the
was too big
put
for
the pressure
him.
On him. He was feeling
right.
the pressure from the Niners. Pass rush. That's what it was.
All right, y'all.
Press the bus pipe.
I just think it was bad play calling. It was a bad day to make it have a bad day.
Come on, lady. Come on, lady. Keith, give it to us while we get ready to go out. Y'all, we always
do.
Oh,
man, it's that time already.
Yeah, already, man. Come on, T.
I'm having such a good time, man, with you guys. Carol and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Carol's Corner. Carol and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you. We are hugging you right now, telling you guys how much we love you. Carol and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday on the corner from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Carol's Corner on Instagram at Carol's Corner and Facebook at Carol's Corner. And you guys can also reach us on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, we will see you guys right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. And if not sharp, it's like 5 p.m.-ish. So we'll be here. Okay? Don't think we won't be here. Sometimes, you know, the devil be trying to do little stuff, but God is always on time. Trust me.
No doubt.
Get him,
Kale. No doubt. Hey, listen, man. My co-host, I love that girl, man. Y'all, congratulations to Kale, I must say, on winning this week's pick. You guys, we need you to study. We need you to study. And don't forget,
This coming this Thursday, there will be a new added feature. So make sure you're ready. Make sure you are ready because we want everyone, everyone to have a fair chance at winning. Hey, listen, Tree said it best. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. We thank you guys. To my son, my man, hey, listen, boy, 16, man. Hey, I got a 16-year-old, y'all. Love you to death. Yep. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Teresa's son, Derek. Happy birthday, dude. You know what I mean? Make mama do something. Make mama do something, make you feel good. Yeah, I talk about.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Everybody have a blessed day at work tomorrow or with your friends, with your family, whatever it is, make sure it's the blessed one. And we'll get up with you guys later. All right? Go out with a little bit of mama you can say.